Okay, right off the bat, let me just say that the sound in this week's episode is fucked. Oh, I used an old mic cord and a splitter, and it was shitty. It was not the good Mogami mic cords that Mark Maron told me to get. It was a cheapo brand mic cord, and so what happened was when I attached it to the splitter, my guest's microphone cut in and out, and it sucks because he's hilarious. My guest this week is Kurt Metzger. He is an L.A. I'm sorry. He's an L.A. hater. He's a New York comic. He's on the show Ugly Americans. I think he's the main character on that. I forget what the... it's on Comedy Central. I don't know what his name is. But he's hilarious. He's absolutely fucking hilarious. And he's getting ready for his hour special on Comedy Central that he's going to tape in like September or October. He doesn't know where yet. And so he came with me to New Brunswick to do the Stress Factory, to just run half an hour sets every night. And it was a lot of fun. It was super fun. We got high a bunch, and then I went over to his apartment a couple times, and we had a good time. But the reason I asked him to talk was, well, one, we came right from seeing Batman, and Kurt gets so fucking angry. He gets so mad at everything in life. If you don't like the movie he likes, he gets fucking livid. By the way, if anybody has figured out how to subscribe to people on Facebook, there's a bunch of people that are not on Twitter that are equally as funny, and Kurt is one of them. His fucking Facebook, if you just go there, he just like instigates. That's all he does all day long. He just starts fights and he tries it out as stand-up. It's great. I don't see any other comics doing this, by the way. Working out their material on Facebook. He just writes his long Guido fucking diatribes. He's Philly trash. I mean, I have no idea how he grew up, but his accent is just pure Philly trash. But anyway, what I'm really sorry is about is that we didn't get his audio. The fucking thing clicked in and out. I'm so annoyed. So the audio sucks. At some points, it's unlistenable. From minute like 10 to minute 20 is really fucking bad. And then you get a good 25 minutes or so in there, and then the last like minute and a half is just the thing completely cuts out. I'm really sorry. I tried to like change it, but there's nothing I could do. I ran it through programs. It's just not fixable. But the good news is that since we broke towards the end of this episode, because Kurt's girlfriend had to go do a spot. She's a comedian too. She's just a beginning comic. Because she had to go do a spot, we had to break. And then I uploaded this the first episode. And when we got back, after we went back to Kurt's place to do more, we switched mics out. So the second part is not nearly as bad. So I would advise you guys just to enjoy it as much as you can. Know the sound sucks, but if you can put up with it and just pretend it's, I don't know, FM radio on a shitty, like, radio. I don't know how to make the fucking lemons out of this, or lemonade. Anyway, so it's Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 71. My guest is Kurt Metzger. His girlfriend, Karen Margulies. They have this weird... Well, first we got into Batman, I told you. And then they had this weird alternative style relationship. They're not monogamous. And we get into it. I'm going to call this episode Menage a Blah. Because they're so fucking casual about it. Like, they don't give a fuck. They're just all so fucking casual about it. Kurt, his girlfriend, and his girlfriend's friend that Kurt ends up sleeping with sometimes. It's super amazing. And it works out for all of them. And they're super, like... They're just kind of blasé about it. It's kind of fun. For sponsors, please check out... go to AriTheGreat.com or AriShaffir.com, and you can see all my sponsors. On the right-hand side... of that at the top in the right hand side, there's an Amazon.com sponsor, an Amazon.ca banner, and a Gamefly banner. So those are my sponsors. If you go to Amazon, go either .ca if you're the second one, if you're in Canada, the first one if you're in America, and go there and shop. Do all your shopping at Amazon, whatever you want to do. But before you do your Amazon shopping, just go through my website and click on that, and then you can do your shopping as is, like whatever you were going to do, and then just give me percentage back. So those of you who have been doing it, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. I have used it to buy drugs and drug-related paraphernalia. Montreal was so much fun, by the way, with mushrooms. They were going around everywhere. It was so much fun this year. And the other one is Gamefly.com. It's Gamefly.com/Ari. And if you go there and sign up for a free 15-day trial, they will give me a gram of weed. I'm the one who has to be responsible for converting it, but they give me the equivalent in monies to a gram of marijuana. Some stand-up gigs. By the way, New Brunswick was a lot of fun. Thank you, Vinny Brand, for having me. That was really cool. The audiences were cool. I always get worried in those places, those conservative places, but they're always good. August 16th, 17th, and 18th, I'm going to be with Court McCown from the Hollywood episode of The Skeptic Tank. We're going to be in Vegas at the Paris. I forget what the room is called, but it's there. Go to my website for tickets. We'll be there. I think Melinda Hill's coming too. And then September 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, I'm doing Cap City in Austin. It's one of the greatest clubs in the world, and I love it. It's one of my top five clubs. I fucking love it. I'm so glad to be playing there. Toronto for the JFL 22, the 19th through the 22nd, in that range. And then finally, I'm going back to Indianapolis for Crackers, September 26th through 29th. So everybody go there. For all my dates, go to arithegreat.com. They're all there on the right. Or if you go to dates, they're there. Also, you can get t-shirts and shit. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 71, Menage a Blah with Kurt Metzger. And here we go. Oh, what else do I have to say? Oh, and Karen Margolis. Okay, thank you guys for tuning in. And subscribe on iTunes and tell your friends. And live your life and be happy. Batman, what'd you think?
Oh, it's already started?
Yeah.
We'll introduce everyone first.
Oh, okay. I do intros before.
Oh, really? There's like a teaser opener?
So I can, a little teaser.
It's the best one. The best one. You assholes that told me it was not as good as part two. It was the best one.
Why? What'd you guys think? Do you like it?
I thought it kicked ass.
Yeah, okay. Why? Why was it better than the other one? Robin, obviously. I mean, not Robin. Fucking Joker was obviously better than the first one.
Yeah.
In the last one, but
first of all, well, I'll even argue that shit with you. Number one, Catwoman was awesome.
I've never really
given that much of a shit about Catwoman.
She annoyed me in the other one.
Pretty much every Catwoman, by the way, in every Batman movie up until this one, literally was just there to, like, I want
to
fuck Catwoman because she has purr.
to be a
pussy. Yeah. Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman was really good.
Sade says Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman. Is better?
You like that better. But you like the part where he says, where he gives away his name as Robin later. And I know that.
But no, I'm saying I like the way she killed that guy at the end by putting the, what was it, the stun gun in his mouth. What, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Christopher Walken.
Yeah, Christopher, that was really hot.
Oh, yeah.
Anne Hathaway
cool.
didn't do anything that sexy in this.
But do you see what I'm saying? Oh, she's just saying my point. Like, I'm saying it's better because it's not that.
It's just about
and
a real
she
person.
She says it's better because it's. But this chick. Because first of all, Anne Hathaway.
No, I also love how she didn't die when she got shot 15 times in a row and she just kept fighting. That was really hot. Anne Hathaway didn't have any of those moments.
Because this one shot.
She had nine lives. This one only has one life.
Oh my God. Okay, so you
that wasn't sexualized though. Her getting shot, not you know.
No, just her in her dumb suit and being like all Catwoman has ever been before this one. All she's ever been in a movie, not a comic, in a movie is a piece of ass that shows up and says kind of like slutty shit. And and you know what I mean? And like
she does the purr. Even
you
the
don't
black
even take her seriously. She's not even like a real bad guy in those movies because you're like, she's like a girl you want to fuck, and she dresses up in an outfit.
I thought she's always a good guy. Isn't
anything,
she a good
she
guy?
Michelle Pfeiffer's origin. I can't believe Sade's saying this right now. Michelle Pfeiffer's origin. She thinks this is better. She got pushed out of a window. Okay, and fell.
And devoured by a gang of cats.
She didn't get devoured. She was intact.
They chewed
cats
on her.
Cats licked her face, and she came back with cat powers. Like, I can't.
I saw some finger chewing in that movie. I don't remember.
You owe an apology.
They ate her up and then spit her out.
You should apologize to Anne Hathaway's shit cutter on the air right now to her fantastic piece of ass. That besides just giving me a boner, she was an awesome Catwoman. She was like
she
badass.
Played she played it real the way
she
Batman played
really
it real.
She played it real like Batman, and she fucking kicked ass. And I was like, it wasn't like, I wish like the Joker would come back. such as Two-Face, for example.
Yeah.
I wish the Joker would come. This is everybody's argument. Why did you, and
the Joker was awesome. Argument, so was he in the first time.
But everybody's argument of why the second one's better.
Yeah.
I know all your dumb arguments already. You're going to start with the Joker. Yeah, yeah. Fine. Well, awesome. Only thing that made that movie good was the Joker. No other part of that movie was good.
Wait,
except
no
the Joker.
Way.
Not one other part of that movie was good.
I'm trying to remember
the
now.
Joker.
That can't be
what
true.
What about a really old Gyllenhaal?
The Batman's voice is annoying always.
All hated.
Why does he do that? Why does he do that thing where every time he's talking, even normally by himself, he's like, that's right.
Oh, did you notice that actually in part three when she goes, he's like, so that's what that feels like.
Yeah. Dude, no one's there. Who are we talking to? You could just do their Gilbert Gottfried regular voice. Yeah. And she'd be like, oh, it's, that's what it feels like. You think Gilbert Godfrey talks that way when he's alone?
No, he doesn't. He talks.
That's quite a dump.
He has an English Christian Bale in real life, Gilbert Godfrey. Yeah, but so this was a cat. First of all, most respectable Catwoman I've ever seen.
I do like the reason I like Batman is because he was like a normal guy. He didn't have any special powers. And this Catwoman didn't have any special powers.
No, she didn't know she was just fucking like a cool Batman type. But this Batman, he went back to like jumping out of the darkness and getting you. And then when he did expose himself at the end of fight, it was awesome. Unlike part two, where he goes into a nightclub dressed like Batman and beats people. Like, part two ruined his ninjiness completely. Okay? And this one made him awesome. It made Batman awesome again. In the part two, Batman was like, whatever. He was like a second back fiddle to the Joker. Let me say this about the precious Joker, who I love, okay?
Yeah.
Bane, the character, was never as good a character as the Joker.
No.
Okay? Catwoman was never as good a character as the Joker.
There's more to uncover in this one.
Plot-wise. So basically, Heath Ledger got handed the awesomest character and did a fine job.
A great job.
Yeah. No, listen, yeah. That's the only reason we're even having this argument, because of how great he was as the Joker. Because if he hadn't been in there doing the Joker, you'd never say that was better than part three. Okay? Tom Hardy and Anne Hathaway did just as much with their parts as he did with the Joker.
Which was Tom Hardy?
He was Bane.
Okay.
Oh, Ed Hardy is.
Ed Hardy, yeah. Ed Hardy took it.
Ed Hardy was incredible. And by the way, his voice was awesome. I loved his voice.
Hey, it was like Sean Connery.
His voice was fucking demented.
English gentleman.
It was an auto-tune Sean Connery.
That was awesome. Now I understood it perfectly. If you didn't understand it, you're a fucking moron.
There were some parts I couldn't figure it out.
It was
when he's talking through the loudspeaker, I had trouble.
Yes, the loudspeaker.
So what was up with his face then? What was up with his face? They just beat it off him?
They tore it. And this is another thing. His origin. This is the first time I've ever seen a believable origin for a villain. The first time. This guy... A spoiler alert, okay?
No, I'll tell people ahead of time, but yeah.
There's spoilers! Like, I ask people to spoil things for me about it.
Whenever somebody says something about an 8-year-old movie, they're like, well, I don't want to ruin it for you. I'm like, just do, because I clearly passed on watching it.
But
so
Bane
just
protects his broad, okay, as a child. He protects her in prison. Gets his face ripped off, because they don't get to rape the kid like they want. Gets his face ripped off, and he gets his horrible mask put on. And still, she just wants to be friends. She goes, that's the most profound. He's sitting there crying, like, I'll never forget you, my friend. Uh-huh. I mean, talk about the motivation to become a supervillain, if I ever heard one. She fucked Bruce Wayne's bitch. He murdered her father.
Yeah.
She won't fuck Bane still. She banged Bruce. Bane's sitting there with a ventilator on his face. You're goofy, silly bitch.
It's just a handy.
I don't know. I just don't see us that way. You fuck Bruce Wayne, the guy who killed your dad.
There was no reason they even had sex. They didn't have to have sex with Bruce Wayne.
All his massive muscles were backed up jizz from this vicious cut. And that is exactly who's capable of trying to blow up an entire city with a nuclear explosion. The kind of girl that would do that.
That would cock tease somebody for 40 years.
Face ripped off, helping her dumb ass. She won't even fuck you. Just a hand job. Like, hey, thanks for protecting me from being raped as a child and having your nose and face ripped off. I think I owe you some mouth for that. As a decent person.
Yeah, it was
as a decent fucking human, I should jerk you off. Because that was a pretty big favor you did for me. So I guess the least I could do is break you off some of my fucking pussy.
You didn't think it was weird that a kid could get over that ledge, but a well-trained adult could not?
Well, that was Ra's al Ghul's kid. Ra's al Ghul
was
shit.
Oh, yeah. But that was Batman trying to do it.
That was awesome. That whole... all the origin thing, the way it all tied together.
Yeah.
And the fucking happy ending. That was... What the fuck do you want out of a movie?
Yeah, it was a great movie.
and it was better than part two. Just tell me how part two, because listen, you take this position.
Okay, I'll take the part two position.
Harry, jumping on this.
All right. Part two on what? Well, I didn't see the other movies. I didn't, so I don't know like other cat.
You didn't see the Joker one.
Oh, yeah, obviously I saw the
Heath Ledger one.
I've seen the new ones, but I haven't seen any of the old ones.
Well, the old one, the first Michelle Pfeiffer, that was all. The whole movie was campy. Once it got into Dr. Freeze and stuff, that just got campy.
Are you going to introduce me
on here?
I was
very young.
Yeah, beforehand, Kurt.
Oh, they just know. So just we go into it.
I'll be like, these are my guests on today's episode. And these are the sponsors. And I play some music.
I don't listen to the actual thing after.
Oh, I've never listened to anything.
I listened to the one that you were recording. You gave me a one week.
You were listening to that?
Yeah.
Because you're so self-absorbed that you could not just know what
like,
the conversation
this is
was.
What I'm like. Remember that movie Constantine with Keanu Reeves? Where he's like, Constantine. He fights demons.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, remember in the beginning he's doing the exorcism with that little Spanish girl? And to get the demon out, they hold a mirror over the Spanish girl that, like, I don't know, that traps demons.
Yeah.
But, like, the demon in the reflection catches its own reflection in the mirror and starts gazing lovingly at itself.
Yeah.
That is how I look in the mirror. Like, the demon.
hideous
demon face.
But you love it.
My hideous beauty. And I, like, that's literally how self-absorbed I am.
So when you listen to everything you're on?
No, not if I think I'm... Now I do it more.
I just let people quote me. They tell me some joke, and I'm like, what was that?
I'll tell you what. Now, I do it now because I have sucked on so many of these things, and so I want to get better at it. So you got to look at the
tapes. I feel like I should do that.
It hurts to look at your tapes, man. It hurts me to look at my comedy tapes, but I think it's helped me get a lot better in the last, like year or so.
Really?
From having... Yeah,
just from looking at yourself.
It sucks to look at yourself.
It unless does. You're, you see all your mistakes, too.
I mean, I'm joking, but I actually... I listen...
And oh, yeah.
All these people that I'm like, shut up, you great pube. Say fuck. And I listen, like, I say fuck up way too much. There's no need for all those fucks.
I told that to the opener from 2 days ago, from Friday, Thursday.
Oh, it's
and I was like, yeah, you say fuck a little too much. Because that's how much I say it off stage.
Shut up for a second. Michelle Pfeiffer had a much better Catwoman costume. Look at that.
Yeah, this one was barely a Catwoman costume.
It was
like
a fucking
like a gay man, like a mother, if you will.
You see that? That's so much better. It's so much more you demented, and do you know, it's not just it's
you, not just, Kurt. You just girlfriended her right up. You just chose the one that you would girlfriend more, which is Anne Hathaway.
The one you're more into.
Because
I want to bang Michelle.
You didn't, but you wouldn't want to listen to her cat stories, and that's why you would listen to Anne Hathaway's stories, and you want to hear this bitch talking about cats.
Anne Hathaway, there wasn't always the rumor that she likes it in the ass. Dude, there was always that rumor. Yeah.
There's always a rumor that she was a lesbian. I never heard the ass rumor.
I think it was made up, but it was a solid rumor.
From other things, I remember she wasn't like pretty, but like how her eyes are, she looked like a weird, like in a funhouse mirror. Like she's a hot chick, when you see like a weird reflection of her, like a stretchy mirror. I always thought about her.
Have you guys seen the gut, by the way, on the internet? Like, you know, they always take pictures of people when they're on vacation, like famous people.
Yeah.
So Anne Hathaway took a vacation right after she finished filming this, and she was like shocking. It looked like a deep sea vent creature had crawled out of the sea. Like, she's just...
What do you
she
mean?
Doesn't look like that in real life.
What do you
know
what
that,
she
right?
Like her ass looked fucking great. Was that prosthetic ass?
Yeah, it doesn't look like that. Real. She's wearing a rubber suit. You know how great anyone could look in a structured rubber suit?
I like how they get the old
really
Batman with
good.
Pecs and nipples.
Right.
Did it have nipples
like
on this one?
No,
mannequin.
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, Shadé likes the nipple version. That's
why do you like that one better?
Which version
the
of what?
Michelle Pfeiffer version. And Danny DeVito.
Well, I like her story. I like that she started off as a mousy.
Women like whimsical
timid.
Shit. They like to escape from the reality.
I didn't think that her story was
Shadé
whimsical.
Has
she
gay
got
man
murdered.
Taste.
That's whimsical.
But then she came back to life by cat.
Eaten by cats. Like she that's not fucking.
What do you think the cats ate her? That's the other thing.
They fucking chewed on her. That's.
They were just licking
her.
They were licking
out.
Her face.
They
loved
were doing
her.
More than that.
It's like set. It was implied face eating. You don't have to see.
But she got her pussy. So it's like the metaphor of becoming a dyke because of men. Is that what you're telling me? And then you know she got her. You know they licked her like, and she realized.
Is that what she did? I didn't.
Listen.
Did they have any?
This was a kick-ass Batman. You are like a gay man. You have the soul of a gay man. Just the other day, hey, you want to watch porn? Of course I do. Gay porn? No, Shadé. Why would I want to watch gay porn? You like. Gay things like that version of Michelle Pfeiffer, you have the gay taste. Okay, it's perfectly reasonable to be that way. But we're talking about Batman, a comic
that
was disgraced by that.
She was really hot.
Listen, she was even sort of hot. Wasn't she Eminem's mom?
Hot. Do you understand
but
what I'm saying?
This is not just like sexy, I want to fuck you hot. Look at those claws. That's really
that was just
vicious
hot.
And demented looking. It's yes, not. But Anne Hathaway was just hot. She was wearing a fucking corset. Her waist was cinched. Her hips were amazing.
Listen, this is gay talk. It's a gay man talking. It's a gay man
joke. When you mention corsets,
I'm describing it to you accurately, though. That's what you liked, and you're saying that this is just more sexual than that, and that's why it's worse. But that's
what I'm saying is that one gave me a boner, and I thought of Catwoman as somebody like awesome as opposed
you just
to just
don't
want to
see so much Lady Gaga in your Catwoman like.
No, thank you I don't want to see as much, and Sade wants to see more because inside she's a gay man.
This is a fact Lady Gaga to you?
With the claws
it's
and the
camp.
Latex, it
camp.
Is a little bit.
Yeah, that's what they have with Danny DeVito.
The masquerade
too.
Mask that Catwoman was traipsing around in this movie isn't gay. That's
no, that was
it. Wait, why was she wearing that? Why was she wearing that
she
mask?
She might as well just had it on a stick and held it to her fucking
face.
Why
was she wearing that mask?
That was a great. I was first of all
why
a great way
that?
To go from where you're not outright saying it's a Catwoman, because that's his whole thing is that if this was real, how it would be, right? And you can't really make it that real.
But why'd she have the mask?
Cat burglar. It's. I agree. Not as functional, but it's a good bridge.
I didn't mind the cat ears with the thing when the thing came up because I was like, oh, that looked real. It just
he didn't
like
want to
ears.
Completely lose that it's a superhero thing. So good, it's a good happy middle ground.
The masks seem weird.
You'd see you're nitpicking. You're looking at this ridiculous.
Oh, he's nitpicking, Kurt.
No, I'm listening. I like.
I don't like the stitches.
I'm
in the
saying
old
it's not bad. You're not.
Just
no, you get. You're not listening to me.
Too fat.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. Okay, I'm just saying this was better. That's what I'm saying. This was the best one, the best version of Catwoman ever. Okay, the only Catwoman
not
I liked before
the best
that
version of Catwoman ever. She didn't have. She
I
didn't
like
have
this
a
Catwoman
cool
a lot.
She didn't even have. She didn't go out that cool at all.
Okay,
she
if you read
die.
The comics,
she didn't die at all.
If you read
she didn't
the comics,
die at all.
I mean, I know people listening to this and they're like a dismissing.
Dismissing
comics.
Me as someone who doesn't give a fuck about comics.
No, he doesn't care who reads the comics.
That's right. There you go. There you go.
That.
All right. So there you go. It is what it
I
is.
Don't read the comics. I used to a long time ago, but I don't know all these like. First
this was the Catwoman
stuff.
From Batman Year One by Frank Miller, which was awesome, fucking awesome, and that's where they got it from. Perfect. And Bane was awesome. Bane was never that awesome of a character. Okay. By the way, DC. I'll
Bane
let you know a little secret. DC always had corny-ass characters outside of Batman.
I like the beginning. That guy was like, no, we need you for the wreckage. And the guy was like, okay.
Yeah, and that great Bane Whoa. Voice. That Bane voice was fucking great.
No, brother.
Yeah, we that jolly fucking evil. That what do you want out of that guy? That guy did the best. He did just as much as Heath Ledger did with a much better assignment. Much better assignment. Joker, that's the funnest role. Yeah. Bane's not as fun a thing as the Joker. Tom Hardy was awesome. Awesome, dude.
He was
just
awesome.
As good at being Bane, who's not as good as Joker, okay?
I don't understand why he was so strong. Just straight rage?
Well, he's all backed up from that girl not fucking him.
Oh.
That would turn you against the whole world. I mean, it's the basis of a lot of things.
Why was he so strong?
You have some silly bitch waste your time with her boring stories about her dad.
She
my dad
chubby
was,
too.
My dad was Rachel Gould, you know, and so I don't know. And I just kicked around for a while in the thing, like, and you're like, are we getting to pussy? Am I going to sit through this whole story? Oh, it's just going to be stories. Anyway, this is one guy really like. But he killed my dad, so I mean, I don't know. But I feel like we could be together still. Like, really? You want to just maybe just fuck me until you meet the guy that murdered your dad and fuck him? I don't feel that way about it. Just drain your life out of you more with more of my dick.
I never understand.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd like to use
you. Just kill him when she fucked him.
Because she wanted to make her dad's plan happen. Look.
And she needed him for that.
Yeah. Even the thing they were like, why would the whole police force be into go down the sewers? Because they were incompetent. That's why. And they tried to keep it a secret, and it was an incompetent police force. That's why they needed to have a Batman. Because they sucked as police.
I thought it was weird they wouldn't let the guy, the bad cop who was just incompetent, the head incompetent cop, they wouldn't let him shown being killed. So they had to like
I know.
See his neighbor get killed, and then it cuts away from him, and then it cuts back, and he's dead on the street.
That was stupid. But what is PG-13? What do you want?
Stupid
also,
didn't show him
being shot.
Also, I'm not
Why
saying.
I don't know. Some
I'm
stupid
not saying,
like we can't let the crowd accept this
again,
kind of thing.
Not saying
they
weren't.
It was a clear choice. Like. See his buddy get shot, then cut away from him, then
this
cut
one,
back to him on the ground.
Dude, this one had a lot of things where you're like, really?
They probably shot that three to
really?
Place and decided.
Were
yeah,
you
there
know,
was a
this
few
is
things.
Just stupid. But guess what? That makes it even more fun, that shit. those little stupid things, like they were on all the
Robin
others.
Stuff when they throw Robin in for no reason. Like,
I liked
what?
It just fine. I liked it just.
So they like that too.
What do you want? The original Batman?
Yeah, Robin when they made him Robin.
Why? You mean, why bother? It's just a dude. It added nothing to the story.
It keeps it. That made it awesome.
Finally, it's like a stupid M. Night
Shyamalan thing where you're like, oh, they're all dead.
We
like, well,
at least owe it to Robin to settle the gay rumors before this franchise.
He took the gay. Let me tell you what Chris Nolan did. He took. That's a great point that Karen just made. He finally drained the gay out of Batman.
Out of Robin
and Batman, their relationship. All of the gay, all of the, this like a cyst, all of the gay that had been building up around Batman, okay?
Yeah.
He lanced it and drained it. That is what that was. So now the Robin-Batman relationship is no longer gay. You understand?
Remember that Robert Smigel thing?
And I'm saying it as a negative. It's negative if Batman
and Robin
has a gay subtext. I'm way pro-gay. Okay,
yeah, but you don't want that.
But you're not gonna fucking gay up Batman for me, which I am getting my straight action fantasies out through. You are not gonna queer that up for me just because you think it's the same difference. No, it's not the same difference. Okay, and it's not homophobic to want to keep it straight like it should be. Batman, it's a straight man's fantasy.
Shouldn't it be out of sexuality? Why is he even boning people?
That's right. It should be out of sexuality. You know what?
Like,
that's
why
a better
have
way
to
put
sex
it.
With Catwoman, and why did they have sex with the fucking the girl who?
Well, that's a great point.
Killed. Like, why?
Doug Stanhope. Did you see his thing in Norway?
No.
He's got a great joke about, like, why do you just put fuck scenes in movies? Why am I watching a bank robbery? I'll watch porn. Yeah. Why is there a fuck scene in this? Because loser people can't just watch pornography.
Yeah, they have to be like, ooh, did you see that hot?
They
that
parcel
hot,
it out. Like, that's scene? The I'm mangling his joke, but it's a great fucking joke. Like, they parcel out titillation because
really?
You can't just be honest and jerk off like you want to. That's a whole other thing. Batman, the newest one, best Batman. They're not saying it didn't have stupid things in it. It's about a guy that dresses up like a bat. It's going to be stupid shit. I'm saying it's the best Batman movie.
I like when the old
best
the
one.
Old black guy who was having sex with his granddaughter said, well, we don't know what the prototype name is yet, but I call it the Bat.
Wait, he had sex with his granddaughter.
Morgan Freeman.
Was it Morgan Freeman's granddaughter?
Who had sex with his granddaughter?
Wasn't
that?
That was
Morgan
Freeman.
Freeman.
Yeah, it was a whole rumor. You missed it.
Oh, no, you're talking about outside of the movie, Batman.
Yeah.
I don't remember
his
character.
Though. Wow, he had sex with her, like...
Yeah.
Do you think he narrated it for her? I'd like to tell you my granddaughter got away, but... my house is a...
Morgan Freeman had sex with his own adopted
I'd like to tell you my granddaughter fought the good fight. But my house ain't no picnic. ain't no picnic. You imagine him just narrating it while he...
What's going to happen now is I'm going to take away your youth. Innocence lost. I can't do the voice. I wish I could
do
the voice.
Is that just a rumor, though? I mean,
no, like, I think that was like a real thing. Didn't he hook? Didn't like he like marry her?
No, he didn't marry her.
He married. Where have I been? In a Batman prison for 3 months. When was Morgan Freeman?
I'm almost positive.
Was I in Blackgate prison this whole time?
You were busy trying to start fights on Facebook.
I really have been doing a lot of Facebookery.
By the way, there's nobody using no comic using Facebook the way you're using it. In
really?
Order to incite rage and support at the same time and to make yourself... I don't think there's a way to properly express what like a Philadelphia goon you look like, but on Facebook, you somehow... It exudes out of those... Just the right misspellings and non-capitalizations.
Step-granddaughter.
Oh, that's cool.
Come on.
No, there's still a line there.
How old is she?
She's young.
Is she 84 as well? Because if she's also 84, then it's fine.
Granddaughter. You forgave Woody Allen. You're not going to forgive Morgan Freeman. Woody Allen did a much worse thing.
It's new.
How old is she, though? Is she an adult?
He's 72, and she's now 27.
Well, when did this...
God damn it.
Wait, but when did this... 17 when they first fucked.
Kurt?
Wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, but he was only 65, though. Or 62.
That's fair.
That's nothing. Barely had gray pubes yet.
I wish you could tell you I was only 65 and that I didn't need to use a pill to get an erection to have sex with my own grand stepdaughter. I wish I could tell you that.
But apparently becoming Mrs. Morgan Freeman
I don't
has
do a good Morgan Freeman.
Goal.
Wait, what did you say?
She tried to get adopted. She tried to get her mom adopted by him so that she could
becoming
become
Mrs.
the next
Morgan
Mrs.
Freeman has been Adina's goal. That's the girl's name.
Hold on. So there's this story is like more convoluted than Batman 3 that I just saw. The girl made it so she could be his step granddaughter to have sex
with? It's her goal. No, I don't think she's doing...
She just became a step-granddaughter. And
oh, so he had sex with her before... Yeah. His wife.
Mrs. Morgan Freeman, yeah. She
Guess what? That goes under the category of not Morgan Freeman's fault.
Why?
How do you like that?
It's 10 years. A 10-year relationship. That's not his fault?
This girl wanted it and made it happen. As,
a 17-year-old wanted it.
Okay, there's got to be some sort of...
Depending on what state you're in, that's perfectly fine. Depending on what state you're in, there's no crime broken.
Wait, you don't think it's weird at all?
He lives in the South.
You don't think it's a breach of trust a little bit to violate the trust between a granddaughter and granddaughter?
A breach of trust?
There's like a few generations between them.
I think it's a little weird on his part to go for it. But that's not a breach of her trust. That's what she wanted.
How do you know she was 17? How do you know?
That's what it says.
Wikipedia says that.
By the way, you got time to figure out.
17-year-olds have a lot of dumb ideas.
And as an adult, does she look back now and say, he took advantage? Or does she say, I wanted it? Because that makes the difference. You were exploited. The only way you were exploited is if you say.
And you're a little scared to talk about it. I mean, how do you know what she really thinks?
I thought you just said she is 27 now and... Okay, look, if I don't know, okay, you know what?
So did the other girl from Three's Company.
If she wants to be with her dad now. If she said...
The girl from Three's...
Is that straight up...
Not Three's Company. Too Close for Comfort?
What?
No, not Too Close for Comfort. The chick who married Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, one of those guys.
God, is there anyone from a fucking sitcom that wasn't molested by their father eventually? Listen, I don't know what she said. You're right. So if she comes out, if she says, I wanted to do... She's 27 now. If she says, that's what I want to do, I don't regret it, then there was no... You're exploiting... Feel like you were exploited. Not if I say you were exploited. How can someone else tell you you were exploited? You say it. So if this girl says it, then okay, fine. If she says that I don't blame him one bit, then there you have it.
And you don't think it's weird on his part at all?
It is weird. I wouldn't do it, but he hasn't committed a crime.
Are you sure you wouldn't do it?
Unless this girl says...
What? How could you possibly do it? I could see a way where you'd be like, dude, she said she
wants
it.
Well, I'll tell you why. My girl's 10 year Karen here, the lovely Karen.
Yeah,
that's such a corny way to say it, but she is 10 years younger than me, and when we started dating, I felt weird. Like,
it was a severe breach of my trust when we said...
Yeah. How old was she? How old were you?
I was 21.
21?
Okay, and that's an adult, but I felt...
You took advantage.
Yes, I felt like that 100%. I felt 100% like I was taking advantage of her, but I was just like, you know, she's hot, and like, I don't have a girl, and she wants to, so, you know, I'm going to take advantage of this girl. So there you go. And she's very intelligent, and you know, we hang out, dude. You see, I get along with her, not like my other girlfriends that I had that I'd be yelling.
You hated.
We get along like friends. But I mean, it's acute, the age difference sometimes.
Can we talk about this relationship now?
Oh, what?
I want to talk about this a little bit.
All right.
There's not many people I know have these relationships.
But don't make it too like.
I'm not gonna what? Like what?
All right. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Don't make it too like what?
People's family might be listening, or I don't know.
I do this stuff. My mom always listens. She's an Orthodox Jew.
Yeah.
And she knows I had some open relationship once with a non-Jewish wife I never told her about.
Oh, so I told my wife.
You told her. And she was okay.
Before we ever did any of this. All right, so here's how would you put it? How does it look
really
to you?
You guys...
It's not open.
Open.
It's not open. Like, it's not a free
all
for
have
all.
Some rules.
Right.
Well, it's very... it's there's she, it
My
has
rule,
to be,
our yeah. rule was that we couldn't do it at the apartment and no black people.
That was not your rule.
That was not the rule. That was the joke rule. But the no dealing out of the apartment.
Well, my rule is only black people.
Okay, very nice. Sade is black. Black. So it's Sade weird with the name of Sade. Sade is such a weird name for a black.
Yeah, Sade's a black girl. She's the mom.
Yeah, she is.
So Karen lets me fuck her.
Okay. But the way you said it once really made this. You are an animal. You're an animal.
Yeah.
And at some point, the way you said it with Karen was she was like, ugh, I just stop. I need to work. I just go fuck someone else.
Well, we were watching Sister Wives on TV.
Okay.
She's like, that would be pretty handy.
I don't remember that at all. But I am
you don't
only,
remember
it really
I am
is.
Only one person. I cannot handle this 24. You know, it's like a job. I have like several of those. So
people's
like,
sex drives aren't the same.
But I want to do stuff when I want to do stuff, not around the clock all the time when somebody else does. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I have other shit. Sometimes I need to do laundry and stuff. Like, that's also really important to me on a survival level.
Laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never get to that.
I will sometimes not have done my laundry for days because I fucked instead of doing my laundry.
Yeah, you don't complete errands sometimes.
Laundry. I have done that in my life several times where I need to get
but
laundry
But we're,
done.
Like, 4.5 years in. There's, like, a certain point where I'm like, I'm just going to do this laundry. Like, it's not that I don't want to fuck. Obviously, I do as much as other people do.
Yeah.
But... like I also
Sometimes
have like a life to.
To
live, you know,
yeah.
like food to eat, and I also have a day job that sucks the life out of me, and like that kind of makes me bitchy.
Yeah, with him, you're like, let's go to the Yankee game, and he's like, yeah, let's fuck first before we go, and then let's fuck somewhere in the bathroom.
It's just like there's a lot of time constraints, and there's also like you get into chafing, and there's a lot of things here.
So, okay, so what made you decide, all right, then fucking go somewhere else first? Because you know that's like not a normal situation.
I don't think it's not normal, though. I mean, it's not average. Thing, like, we've always like been kind of like... like open-minded in general, like we fooled around a bunch before this whole thing even started.
Who?
You know, the you three of us,
the three of you.
So it wasn't like a weird, it wasn't like a totally alien out of nowhere thing. It was just like I can't always deal with it. So like if the two of them are cool together, then that kind of takes some of the pressure off me.
Yeah.
And like Shadi is one of my best friends, and like doesn't like disrespect me ever.
And what
we used to work together at the Comedy Cellar.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Disrespect me?
I mean, she wouldn't, like, use this kind of thing as something over me.
Above all. Like,
right.
I'm not
she's not going
to
become my
I'm
other girl.
I'm not trying to usurp Karen's status as number one girl. It's, you know, I know my place.
It's not even about knowing, but it's, like, the relationship.
Yeah. That sounds like a...
But the relationship's
listen, no, don't
think,
say it like that. That sounds really terrible. Know your place.
But, like, everyone has to kind of respect the dynamic between that. Like, this is a thing that can easily be upset by one person stepping kind of out of line.
Scumbag and do this kind of thing. Right. You can't be untrustworthy. You can't be immature. You can't be like Karen's. Not
immature is a lot of it.
Or psycho. I mean, or you know.
I think the main thing that
but
people
you're not
I'm
the
old.
One with anything,
I'm just like old now. Like
the main thing people usually have a problem with is they feel like it'll be they'll lose the person they're with if they fuck somebody else.
I don't feel like that at
and
all in this situation, even
right
a little
person.
Bit.
You have to choose right. someone who you know isn't a threat to you, who you have some kind of friendship with, relationship with, someone who's not. An outsider, a complete stranger to you, so you know who
not
you're
like a Jolene.
She's got Karen's got her thing too. Like, not maybe. We won't get into it, but she has. It's not like I just do.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
No, don't get into that.
Oh.
We'll just not talk about it. But she has her like. It's not like it just works for me.
It does work both ways.
Yeah,
is the point.
So you guys all started hooking up one day.
No.
Yeah, it was like
no,
years
how did
ago.
It start?
Yeah, it was like years ago, just like fucking around. I know, probably smoking weed or something.
I never did anything with Shadi. She just got topless, and I remember she wouldn't let me do nothing.
That's like already the line is crossed.
I tried to like reach out and get attention. She goes, no.
No.
She goes, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, sorry. I thought it'd be cool."
By the way, I love when girls do that, and by love I mean hate when they put all signals to go, and then they're like, "What are you doing?" You're like, "What?" You know fucking goddamn well what I'm doing.
But
what
I don't
kind of
think,
question
I thought
that
was like an issue of respect or something of like her not wanting... Like, I don't think that was you just being a tease, Shadi.
I thought that was
you
ugly.
Trying to not make it weird for me.
I was like,
was doing that on my account.
Yeah, I was doing that on out of respect for Karen and out of our friendship. Like, I don't...
Doing what? Slapping his hand away?
Yeah, just not letting
What was the toplessness?
We hadn't like talked about it ahead of time.
Okay, it just sort of happened.
Yeah.
And then you just started doing it on your own? Or just you guys kept doing stuff?
That was
stuff?
Years later when this all started.
This?
We've been
it's
friends
not,
for a long time.
It's not
time.
Like three ways, dude. It's not,
it's
like
not
that.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
It's not that. It's not like that.
So it's like one at a time.
Yeah, it's literally like...
There's a queue.
It's like an issue of convenience and... You know what I mean? It's not like it's not like a fucking like orgy or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Although that one
it
time...
Has
was,
been.
Yeah, that was crazy. But it's not like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just like, hey, I don't have time.
It's very utilitarian.
I mean, sometimes Karen just needs to, like, do her nails and brush her hair, which she did once at the old people. She was sitting on the couch. The door to the bedroom was open, and me and Kurt were in on the bed. She was literally, like, glancing in every now and then, but mostly just brushing her hair and doing her nails. She gets to outsource her responsibility.
It feels like you should be able to. It feels like you should be able to.
It's a luxury to be able to outsource that. It really is, and I'm such a good friend. Like,
this outsourcing that happens.
And you, I like that. And you don't, you just like to get laid once in a while. Or is it like you want someone you trust or you're friends with?
Yeah, but if you had some
I've
boyfriend
had
you were into, if she had a boyfriend that she was with like that, I don't, and he didn't want to do it, I don't think she would do that. She's not like that.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
By the way, a lot of girls, this isn't even be like,
I know girls, it's just like,
a lot of girls that do shit like this too, just in my experience, are not like really slutty. Like, they have like a thing that's and they won't like break it. Like, you know what I mean?
What do you mean a thing and they won't break it?
Like, they don't just fuck everybody because
right,
they did
right,
this
right,
one.
Because right.
That's how a lot of people take it. Like,
yeah, that's
they heard
with my girl too.
Yeah, they heard you a girl did that. Like, oh, she'll fuck me. Like, it don't necessarily mean
no,
that.
I
like,
won't.
Still want
I will
to.
Absolutely tell you no.
But I'll do like almost anything with someone that I'm like into and comfortable with. Like, few boundaries, not in like a really depraved way, just in a like, why would there be any way? You know what I mean? Like, if I'm into you, I'm like 100% into you.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm not, I'm like really super not. Like, I've only ever had sex with two people in my whole life, and I've done a bunch of shit, but not with a bunch of people. Very few people.
Right. I think it's weird where people get upset that, I mean, there's lines of jealousy. You know how like Italians, like Italians, like from here, but like what?
That's not just Italians. That's old school, old world ethnic Guido shit, which stretches across Italians, Albanians.
All the Guidos? Yeah, but no, it's like if you see a girl dancing at a club with somebody.
I have jealousy.
What the fuck was that?
Dude, this is true. Guy? Want to hear something hilarious? My brother's high school girlfriend, okay, yeah. They broke up. She was a really sweet girl. Her name was Marianne. Like, I liked her a lot, actually. She's from a big Polish Catholic family, okay?
Yeah.
So understand, when I say Polak, I'm being affectionate, but truly, just fucking Polak bullshit, dude. So here's a good example. Her brother, who I met, who's a nice guy, I mean, but he's a Guido Jersey guy, okay?
Yeah.
When my brother first met him, this dude puts his arm around my brother, and he goes, "Hey, Ryan, let me tell you something. My girl, my sister, she's a virgin, and she better be that way on her wedding day." Okay. And he, like, pat him on his back. And my brother is like, "It really did? Like, what are you going to check? First of all, are you going to check that, Scarface?"
She's not. Second of all, she won't be. Even
yeah,
she
secondly,
was.
You have a Catholic sister. She's not a virgin, dude. Yeah. I mean, that's like a shirt.
Will you get the light right there?
Oh, yeah. It's real dark.
They think,
it's dark in here.
Hey, do you got your spot?
Yeah, I have to leave in like
20 minutes. I mean, let me tell you what, Catholic, just so you know, if you're a Guido with a sister, at best,
yeah,
your virgin sister is taking it up her fucking shit cutter just to like technically be a virgin. That is the Catholic.
She's probably not. She probably.
I knew a girl did that.
They take the Missouri Compromise. That's what Catholic girls do.
Vaginal virginity.
Anal virginity is much more like
that's so deeper,
uncomfortable so to much, get rid of.
It's a big one. People like, oh, just leads.
So
who leads with anal?
So intimate too. I just
anyway, any Christian like, girl. Let me just tell you, just in general, like I just having dated like Baptists and shit. Like,
yeah,
they don't put out those people. Fuck, dude, they fuck like crazy. And the girls, like the Mormon girls,
yeah,
you know, the same thing. What it is they'll fuck you and then they think you're gonna join them. And like help her dad build a shed or some shit, and you know, and we'll live on a farm and whatever. They're horny,
yeah,
including your sister Guido. Yeah, all right, I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with this.
The point is, there's levels of jealousy. So some people can also be like, yeah, so he's dancing with somebody, or so he's like making out with somebody, or he's fucking.
I do have like some jealousy, but it's not in like a regular girl. Like, I don't get jealous with other girls ever because like I have many personal insecurities, but really not a lot when it comes to my relationship. My insecurities, like, I don't like being left out of like hanging out situations, like not necessarily sexual situations. Like, I don't like when he's having
exclusion.
I don't like being excluded from like jokes or hanging out with like dudes. You know,
a bunch of guys that have known each other for like 15 years want to hang out. You'd be like, I want to come too and ruin it for everybody.
No. She can come. Listen, here's the thing. She totally is welcome to come.
Yeah.
In fact, and this goes directly against what is like, remember Patrice had a joke about like, you ever been like, man, you'll be better if my girl was here right now. Like, you never hear a guy. I like having my girl around 100%. Not exaggerating that or whatever. What I don't like is, because this is what girls will do, okay?
Yeah.
They'll get intimidated by your 15-year dude relationship.
Yeah.
Instead of just jumping in like a guy with no fear of getting called a bitch or shut up or whatever,
They'll
get like, why aren't you including me and making it if it's so.
I don't have a thing of like, I need
be
to.
Aggressive.
I need
be
aggressive.
Be aggressive.
I don't need to
be
intrude
aggressive
on somebody's like
be
long
be
relationship.
Aggressive.
Oh. Kurt, shut up for like 2 seconds.
Be aggressive.
I mean, I just don't love this part. But like. It's not that you can never hang out with your friends. Obviously you can, because I want to hang out with my friends also, like without you sometimes, you know, like that's a normal thing. It's just that if it is a thing where we are all hanging out, then also hang out with me, you know, like don't cut me off from hanging out. Talk to whatever girl you want anytime you want.
Hold on,
but don't not hang out with me.
But do you see the error? Do you see the feminine psychology error that just came out of her
finger on my finger?
But do you see that?
Yeah,
just she's sitting there all with us hanging out. In her head,
she's being excluded.
She's not hanging out because we're talking to each other. She doesn't think like a dude, and women
no.
do not think like guys.
It's not like that.
She goes, oh, I'm being like, instead of like a dude, like, if I want to talk, and if she brings me somewhere, I'm going to stick my big fat face right in the thing. Hey, so here's what I think about that. Aggressively.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go, you're just hanging out with your friends. Like, you're sitting next to us hanging out. You have every opportunity to take charge like a man.
But and I think chicks, if they're hanging out together, they kind of have the social intelligence to include the person that's not talking to address
chicks
them.
Chicks hanging out together are vicious. What they do is form a circle of hens, a circle of vicious pecking hens, and one girl becomes the left out girl, and one girl's the dominant bitch.
That is what girls do.
It's so much meaner than men.
That is fucking ridiculous.
And that's why girls want to hang out with guys, and who can blame you? And you're welcome to. Just understand that when you hang out, And by the way,
the majority of guys are every bit as boring as however you think most girls are.
Most
it is true. Are most girls boring? Certainly. But most people are boring in general. That applies across the board.
Okay, listen. Let's just clarify because it's a very fair point. All my friends are comics. Fun comics. They're not you, the funny guy at work, who is nowhere near as fun as even a girl is. You understand? You're not funny at work. Funny guy at work. You are a female comic to me. You like to say female comics aren't funny? You, the average work-a-day, Joe Six lunchbox fucking hump, you are not as funny as a female comic. So just understand, I'm hanging out with male comics, not average dudes with day jobs that are not as funny as every female comic they think isn't funny.
It's really intimidating to be hanging out with you and a bunch of your closest professional comic friends. It's really intimidating.
And shit and pecking each other down like a bunch of bitches. Like,
because we love it.
That's what you accuse women of doing. That being less
when women do it.
Women do it on purpose.
And understand, I'm still saying non-comics here. I'm not saying... Because female comics, they get it, and they do it like men do, yeah. Okay? I'm saying what women, when they do it, it's vicious.
But no, really, honestly, girls don't do that who are just hanging out, who are like friends of friends or friends
of
friends.
No, they talk shit about each other so much.
What group of girls do you hang out with, Sade? What group of girls?
Friends. Only people we don't like.
Worse than girls do.
The girls didn't sit around the living room and like talk shit to each other. Maybe when they left and went to their, you know.
Let's qualify again. You hang out with a bunch of fucking hipsters and fucking whatever. Okay, and they might have all kinds of bourgeois things, but even if they weren't vicious, they were boring bitches. They were boring Williamsburg tax.
All right, bitches. Hold on. All right,
fine. And why would you want to be included with them? Why would you? They had nothing to talk about except their fucking horrible art projects that are going nowhere. Yes, maybe they are nicer. They're boring hipster cunts. They're boring. All right, sorry.
Sorry. So that's the kind of jealousy you feel. Not being included.
Right, yeah, totally. And by the way, also, there is a thing of like, look, if I were hanging out with my closest friends that I've known forever, which I don't have, but if I were, and I brought him along, I know he's perfectly capable of keeping up his end of the conversation.
Or walking away.
But I'd also be sensitive to the fact that I know everyone there really well for a long time, and he doesn't. So that's also a thing that you have literally never been sensitive to ever in our hanging out.
I would do in that situation. How do you think I would do in that situation? You know them and I don't know them. How do you think I would do it?
What do you mean, in terms of what?
If we're sitting there, it's me, you, all your friends that you know and I don't know them. Well, we're all sitting together on a couch, all together. No one's excluded. We're all together. And you guys are all having a conversation.
About some shit you have. It was like 15 years ago. You were like a child. Let's say it's total opposite.
Yes.
I was like eight when most of this happened.
Do you think that would stop me? Do you think that would stop me from including myself in that conversation and dominating it? No, it wouldn't. So I, because I believe in equality, am expecting you to have all the capabilities that I do as someone with a penis. I respect you that much.
But
that
when this started, I was 21 and I didn't know anybody.
So
and
what?
It's the same shit as now.
I'm treating you like a man.
All right.
Like a man,
okay.
I'm treating
all right.
you.
All right.
The ultimate respect. I'm giving you the respect of a man. Of a man. Man.
It doesn't feel respectful.
Because you're looking at it like a woman.
I know what you're talking about.
She's not being...
I've had girlfriends that are like, you better defend me if somebody's arguing with them. And I'm like, this is a verbal conflict. You are equally equipped to handle this.
And she's equipped.
I don't need to be defended.
Yeah, but see, now your man logic's coming out of nowhere. Oh, welcome, man logic. It's great to have you here.
I'd like to see a lot more of you.
Okay,
I'd like to see a lot more of you. I really appreciate it. I'd like to see
really,
it
really, that's what I've been lacking this whole time is man logic.
With that argument.
All right, stop quibbling, idiots.
with your exclusion argument, yes.
What do you guys do when someone accuses either one of you or of taking advantage of the other person?
No one's ever done that. What do you mean?
Well, like if you're able to bone other people.
That's not taking advantage. It's a healthy arrangement.
People don't ever say that to you?
No, never.
It's
really?
No,
that I'm being taken advantage Sasha? Yeah. It was my idea.
It's taking advantage. It's not stealing an advantage or cheating.
No, I don't think it is. What do you do when
taking advantage
say that
means
to you?
You gave me an advantage and I took it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You turn nothing's wrong with it. Well, but I assume it, yeah. people
no that
say
to me,
that
if,
to you.
They
used to say it to
that,
me all the time.
That's, kind of, that's like a patronizing thing to say to somebody it because we are two adults totally equal in this relationship. Like, this relationship has never been about settling down or money or anything like that. So we're only doing this because we want to. You know what I mean? Like, this is only cool in as much as we give it permission to go on. And 50-50. So I'm not being taken advantage of because I'm an equal partner in that. You know what I mean? Like, me being taken advantage of would be to say, like, you're letting this man who's above you get one over on you, and I'm not. It works both. I do what I want too.
That's well put.
Your limitations are not our limitations. Let's put it that way, because that's how you do. I mean, that's people project their little shit on you. I mean, I do it to people nonstop.
Yeah, it's literally. I do the same thing when I don't want kids. I just don't want them, especially right now. Who knows what will happen?
How could you have a kid? Yeah. People look very happy with their children.
But every time I see a woman that's like 55 and doesn't have a kid, I go, oh.
Do you say that?
Yeah, in my head, I do. Like, deep in my heart, I feel bad. Well, she probably just didn't want one.
But look, that could also be, because we keep saying the terms men and women here, because we don't have a better term to use, because we're talking about the general, this is the general thing. And generally, if a woman doesn't have a kid by 55, they're like, because that's what you see on TV nonstop, and you're saying, I mean, am I going to have it all in the city? Or whatever that dumb shit is.
Yeah.
You know, like, so you assume, it's like you assume Spike TV, or you don't, but that's Spike TV's like, this is the man network. See? Cars and tits.
Right, but that's not what we really
men like
about.
That. Women run that network. It's all run by women. Like, and it looks like what you, like, if I decide to run the black network, me a white guy, I know what they like. They like hippity hop. And like, it's the equivalent of that. Yeah. It's literally that. People don't know what the fuck they like, and it ties into this Batman thing, because all your criticisms of the newest, best Batman are memes that you absorb before you even heard it. And other people said, this is all of your arguments, who are, because I'm right, you're all wrong, you disagree with me. You're like, yeah, but Bane's voice was stupid. It's a meme that you absorb. You absorb that and were expecting it and got what you expected, because that's how you think with three quarters of it. So this all, we didn't even get off tangent. This all ties in together.
Okay, nice. Can I ask more questions?
Yeah.
What do you, how would you feel if Sade got a boyfriend? Would you be fine, or would
you'd
you
be
feel
really happy for her? I'm sure she'd be really happy. And we want her to be happy.
Yeah.
Some date didn't work out.
I'd like to see a happy Sade.
Yeah, we'd be super pleased about it.
You want a boyfriend?
If she wants one, do you?
You don't care either way?
Not right now, no, honestly.
Yeah. How old are you?
25.
Yeah.
These are both young girls, too, by the way.
Yeah, they're great.
Well, I'm glad she's happy now. But what, just, like, there's no thing like that. Like,
what?
If she's like, I have a boyfriend, so I can't do this, that's like...
Cool. And you'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, I've had that, too, with girls that just once in a while we hook up, but then it's like, I have a boyfriend, I can't. I'll probably try a little bit still, but like, but I totally get it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. I'm going to test
I'm of course going to. My goodness. I give the impression. But I'll be like, cool. At the end, I'll be mad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I do. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I'm not going to come over anymore.
Sex with somebody one time, you feel like.
You always want to again.
Well, just like you feel like you should kind of, like, before, so it's like.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And now, so what's the? This is the only person in your relationship that wouldn't be a.
It just has to go through.
Yeah, up front.
The same with me. Like, I don't want to. I don't want
her to go. You still want to like Marin.
As long as there's full disclosure and
you don't want to have a clown nose on.
Right? The whole thing is like above the table. You know what I mean? If anything is under the radar, then it's automatically not cool, and the people are going to get hurt. The whole thing is like to avoid anybody being hurt. We already know it's cool, so there's no need to sneak around. You know, just like
if she did
get the okay, that's all.
Yeah. Like if she did do that,
yeah.
And I never have any idea, and I'm not embarrassed by her doing that.
Like if it's a
Wait, let's say it's some stockbroker.
Well, if it's a comic, there's no way. If it's a comic, there's no way I wouldn't find out. Comics
but I wouldn't
cannot,
do that. But that's not a thing I would do anyway.
But what, yeah, but I'm saying,
let's say it was a stockbroker from Seattle.
That's literally. I can't speak for her, but literally, that's the same thing to me as never doing it. Like, I don't give a shit. It's the humiliation, the thing of cheating. Totally. That like that little pussy from that vampire movie.
Yeah,
is like the guy got.
There's like everybody's mad because the humiliation that you inflict on that humiliation. Like someone feeling like they got your fucking piece, and you got to think about that. That's the fucking essence of what's upsetting. Is that like really? Right. So now I'm a fucking cuckold or whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh right.
I see something else, The jealousy part, I kind of get off on that, to be honest with you. Like, there's something that, like...
My friend says this. Picarboni told me this. The reason people like that cuckolding thing...
Because you're jealous. You're
yeah, it's because... It's because you get so jealous seeing another man fuck your woman that you get hard so that your sperm and your dick will overcome the other sperm. And
competition.
And that is why your dick is shaped like a plunger so they can fucking pull out as much of the old semen as possible. Before planting yours.
That's why small free rodents have. That's why you have, like, animals have a bone in their dick, certain animals. I don't know if that applies to us.
From what she just told me, of something she read, I think, right? You told me that.
My friend read it right there. Yeah.
Oh, right. We're programmed to be both monogamous and like and to chase other pussy. You know, like that the same men and women both. It's like, we're equally programmed to do both, like to settle down for the survival advantage of stability of raising kids.
So what if you,
and also to spread it around so you've got options. You know, it's like ingrained in us, both of those things.
At dawn, they say that we didn't evolve to be to live in nuclear family units, like
until kids are grown up. That's like until your kids are raised, you all, and then you go off and do your own.
But they said that the type of social environment that we evolved in was communal. Like, children were raised communally. There was no concept of, like... Yeah, I do. I do. I love the book. I think more people should read it.
One question.
It's just an idea that is... It's just an idea that's out there. I can't say yes or no whether it's right. What the fuck do I really know? But it's just an idea that's competing with the standard narrative of what ours...
That's not the standard narrative, what she just said, though. It's not. I swear to God, it's not. That's like some
about living monogamously, like raising kids.
It's not really one or the other.
It's much like you're not meant to just eat vegetables or meat. You're an omnivore. It's both. Like, it's not. See that book that I haven't read it.
Yeah.
But
Sex at Dawn.
The way
you like
Sex at the Dawn of Man.
The way Shadi described it to me.
Yeah.
It sounds like that fucking propaganda shit that like we're supposed to be like commies all together ultimately.
Well, there's something to be said for burying your nature. Like, if you're chemically attracted to your boss's wife, you can tell yourself as a human, like, hey, this is going to be bad for me. I shouldn't do this. I'm going to overcome my nature here and do something that's better for me.
It's also in your nature to take into account social situations, you know? Like, that's also part of our nature as people. The social part is just as important for our survival as the sperm part, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's another kind of evolutionary advantage, is to say that I shouldn't fuck this guy's wife because ultimately it's going to work out. It's not going to work out, even if she did have my kid, you know?
Right. It's going to be bad for you.
Right.
So you really, and you don't mind at all?
What?
If she, like, makes out with somebody or...
It's not an option currently, but...
My ex...
He actually does mind a lot.
Yeah, get him.
Doing that?
Stop. All right.
My wife used to say, hey, I'm on a date nearby. You want to come watch? And I was like, all right. I'd get a beer and watch them on their date.
Who used to say that?
My ex.
Oh, your wife? Are you married?
Yeah.
Oh, really? What did
she say? She'd be like, I'm on a date down at like Saddle Ranch. Like, come by and look at it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really
one time she said, I got a ticket to a movie she went to with this date. And she planted the idea early in the date that she was getting sick. And so then, during the previews, she just, like, ran out and then ran back in the back way and came up and sat with me. And then that was it.
Did she never wait?
I don't know. I don't know. I think the story is I just saved $7.50 or something. I don't know. Yeah, but it's like it never really bothered me with the idea of someone else doing whatever they want. You got to go. You got to do a spot.
You did long enough, right?
Yeah.
I didn't sell this Batman argument enough, but we could fight that
more. We can figure it out later at your place.
Oh, yeah, we'll go to my house. Dude.
Yeah.
Hit the volcano.
Yeah.
Wait for me. I'll come over after my spot.
That's the only time I've ever had a girl say, wait for me. Okay. That's fine. Yeah, do it. Come after your spot. That's fine. That'll work. All right. Right now, let's do sponsors. Amazon.com and Gamefly.com. Do you do Gamefly ever? Yeah, if people sign up for a free 15-day trial, they give me like enough for like a gram of weed.
Really?
Yeah. All it's right. Literally, go to gamefly.com/Ari and they'll give me a gram. Gamefly, what? You should. You play a ton of games.
I don't know. I want to... you keep them as long as you want.
And then you send them back. Yeah, you can keep it for 2 years. It doesn't matter. It makes you so mad when they give you $4.50.
You don't get as much money for the game when you bring it back. Like, You know how commerce works, right? They mark it up, and it went by supply and demand. So some games that were rare, or there weren't as many of them, that game was worth more money. A game that sucks, that nobody wants to play again, yeah, you are not going to get as much back for that. But you could read a review first, or know what the fuck you're doing.
Right. You go in there. But you've gotten bad games before, haven't you? Like, when you're like, oh, this sucks. All right, well, still give me the do the fucking free trial so I can get some weed and we can smoke out of the volcano.
I know what I want when I don't.
We love each other. It's plain to see. There's just one answer that comes.
All right, that's it. That was the episode. We're going to get back to the second part probably in a day or two. Or hopefully we do it tonight right now and then I can upload it even sooner. So thank you guys very much. Subscribe to these on iTunes and Stitcher, or go to my website to get every new episode. They're all there with extra content on Mondays, every Monday. Thank you for tuning in, you guys. Have a good day. Until later in the week when I do the rest of this. See you later.
I don't really see why can't we go on as three.